Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
New this morning, we have a level one risk for severe storms for Friday, but we may also see a few showers today. I'll show you the timeline for both.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion policies at universities are on the line. Coming up, how a vote later today could lead to some changes on college campuses across the state.
And the Summer Olympics opening ceremony is officially 100 days away, and Team USA athletes have a plan for each of those days. The emotions are high knowing they will represent their country in just a few months. The countdown is on. We are so excited for the Olympics in Paris. We'll get to that coming up. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Of course, it already feels like summer with these temperatures. It feels nice and mild out there now, but then we'll get back into the 80s. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center with some turbulence that might come with those warm temperatures.
Yeah, this is a look at satellite and radar. And we're really starting to see this rain getting a little closer to our viewing area. Some of this is going to dissipate as it moves in. It does look like around 11 o'clock, so a couple more hours maybe. It's maybe moving a little faster than our models are showing. Warm front lifting northward, followed by a disturbance that's going to bring us some scattered rain. Notice there are some thunderstorms just to the north and west, all up into Virginia. We could see a few of those this afternoon, but I wouldn't expect anything severe. So Futurecast definitely has the rain a little farther to the west than it actually is. So this rain may be moving in a little before lunchtime and lingering on through lunchtime, maybe into the early part of the afternoon. Most of it's going to be pretty light and patchy. We'll see another round during the evening commute through dinner time. At that point, there might be an isolated thunderstorm associated with it. Then we're going to see dry conditions for Thursday, and we'll have a round of showers and storms on Friday. We'll take a closer look at that coming up. Mid-60s heading out the door, but lots of cloud cover. Gray skies here in Durham. Our dew point is in the mid-50s, which still feels comfortable. It starts to feel more uncomfortable when we climb into the 60s. We'll have a chance of some scattered rain this morning through lunchtime, and then during the evening commute on through dinner time. We check out our temperatures right now, anywhere from the mid-50s to mid-60s. So we have a range, a little cooler in the east, a little warmer in the west, because of that warm front. We'll see a high of 82 degrees this afternoon, even with all the cloud cover. Tomorrow is sunny and hot, but again, we do have the potential for some severe storms on Friday and a chance for some rain again on Sunday. We'll check it out coming up in just a bit. Ken?
Elizabeth, happening now at 8:02, we're following reports of a crash on 440 on Capitol Boulevard. You can see this live camera from that area. We're not seeing the crash in this particular area, but you can see traffic building in the westbound lanes there on I-440 and Capitol Boulevard. Right now, we're looking at a 13-minute delay if this is part of your morning commute. So keep that in mind if you're about to grab the keys and head out this morning. Another crash that we've been following all morning long happened at Lake Wheeler and I-40. You can see I-40 westbound is a mess this morning. Not only do you have the morning usual congestion, but you have that crash to contend with there on I-40 and Lake Wheeler Road. We'll continue to monitor that as well. I want to give you a live look at that camera out there and see what everybody's facing this morning. Just in case you have a different route that you can take this morning, go ahead and do that, because this is what you're about to run into if you take I-40 westbound and Lake Wheeler Road. We'll keep monitoring traffic elsewhere in the Triangle and surrounding areas, Durham, Chapel Hill, Hillsborough. Just the usual delays that we see in the morning congestion there on I-85, but for the most part, free sailing.
Ken, thank you. We're following breaking news. Police are investigating after people in Rocky Mount say they heard gunshots near their homes. Police were on South Tillery Street for hours, and they cleared that scene just before 3 this morning. Nick Perlin was there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
Rocky Mount police are now clearing a scene and removing crime scene tape after being at the 600 block of South Tillery Street early this morning. When I arrived here at around 2 this morning, this part of South Tillery Street and Alton Street were blocked off by Rocky Mount Police. Rocky Mount Police focused the majority of their investigation around this brick home you're seeing on your screen right now, interviewing people, trying to get more information about what happened. You can also see evidence markers here in the middle of South Tillery Street. We counted up to 8. Residents who live in the area tell WRAL they heard shots fired, but we were unable to confirm that with police on scene. We're still trying to learn more about what exactly happened here early this morning. Once we have that information, we'll be sure to update you. In Rocky Mount, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Today, big changes to the UNC system's policies may be coming. The system's Board of Governors is considering changing or removing policies on diversity and inclusion. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is on NC State's campus this morning. And Kelsey, this would be similar to bans in other states on using public money for these programs.
Michelle, it sure would be. NC State's office where they handle diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts is here in Winslow Hall. And what happens in this building could change if the board decides to get rid of DEI policies. Their decision could impact 17 college campuses across the state, one of the most notable, UNC. Earlier this month, a UNC trustee said he expected the university system would scrap some DEI policies. Not only are DEI goals and initiatives at stake right now, several jobs are on the line. If leaders pass the policy, several DEI positions could be removed. The new rules would require for those job descriptions to be changed or eliminated by September 1st. North Carolina is not the only state where DEI policies and positions are subject to change. Just a month ago, the University of Florida got rid of its chief diversity officer position. That was a response to changes in their state law. Today's meeting is scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon. We'll be sure to have a crew up there and keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
A flower shop in Dunn is badly damaged after a fire. Crews responded to the Flowers by Riverside store on South Clinton Avenue just before 9 last night. A Dunn police officer who was passing by saw the fire and called it in. Firefighters were able to get the flames under control within a few minutes. They kept it from spreading to nearby buildings. No one was hurt.
And the search is on this morning for a driver who hit and killed a person in Johnston County. The crash happened on Old Stage Road near Anger just before 10 last night. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. State Highway Patrol says the driver who hit the person took off. We are working to find out that person's name.
One person is in custody and another in the hospital after stabbing outside a Raleigh Walmart. This was what the scene looked like at the store on New Bern Avenue Tuesday afternoon. Police have not said what led to the stabbing, and we're working to learn who the victim and the attacker are. In Lee County, sheriff's deputies are investigating a kidnapping and assault. Someone called 911 and told the operator a woman had been assaulted. They said she was being pulled into the woods at gunpoint off Moody Road around 8:30 Monday night. Deputies found the woman and this man, 22-year-old Michael Lawson, arrested and charged with first-degree kidnapping and several assault-related charges. He's in jail with no bond. We're working to learn how the woman is doing.
Authorities in Sampson County have not said if they have made any arrests after a shooting that killed one man and hurt three others. This is Sky 5 video from above the scene yesterday on Boykin Road outside of Clinton. Staff at Sampson Regional Medical Center reported four gunshot victims who arrived by private vehicles just after 1:30 yesterday. One of them later died at the hospital. The sheriff's office tracked the shootings back to Boykin Road. A woman who lives there spoke with WRL about what she saw.
It was like fire coming from the gun when he was shooting it. And when he sped off, he threw a gun out the window. I said, now that looked like a gun he threw out the window.
Authorities towed two cars from the hospital, including one that was riddled with bullet holes. The hospital was briefly put under lockdown because of the nature of the shooting.
Starting today, you might see some new trash bins in downtown Raleigh. The idea is to make it more pleasant for people to walk on the sidewalks without the bad smells. The city is rolling out a pilot program to decrease the clutter downtown. So these are called track bins. TRAC, T-R-A-C, stands for Trash, Recycling, and Cardboard. The goal is to reduce the number of trash containers that businesses have on the sidewalks, which can block walkways and create unpleasant odors.
What it does is essentially creates a centralized location for trash or recycling to be put by businesses, with the idea that then the rollaway carts are gone.
These bins will sit in converted parking spaces and not on the sidewalk. The first bins are on East Martin Street.
Coming up, former President Trump's historic hush money trial is adjourned until tomorrow. We'll explain the reports of him speaking to a juror and the judge's warning in response.
Plus, we are now 100 days away from the opening ceremony to the Summer Olympic Games in Paris. As time ticks down, hear from athletes as they carefully plan out their next few months.
And we're definitely looking at warm temperatures, but moving into a wetter pattern too. We'll have a few isolated showers today, especially from lunchtime into the evening. And then on Friday, it's a level one risk for severe storms. I'll show you the timeline on FutureCast.
It is 8:13. We want to give you a live look at Lake Gaston and that beautiful, peaceful, tranquil view, but with a thick cloud cover out there. And we're seeing that all across the triangle and the viewing area today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with the new severe weather risk that we got this morning for Friday.
It is for the entire viewing area, except just a little sliver of Mecklenburg County. Damaging winds would be our biggest threat. We'll likely see the thunderstorms in the afternoon as we see a cold front approaching. That front will affect us on and off for a good bit of the weekend. So it is a new severe weather threat for Friday, that level one risk with wind damage possible. Saturday keeps trending drier. That's been the trend for the last several computer model runs. Couldn't rule out an isolated shower, maybe in our southern counties late in the day. And then some scattered showers on Sunday. The consensus is still marginal on that, whether it's going to be in a really an all-day rain on Sunday or whether it's really just going to be afternoon and evening. But definitely cool and stable, not looking at any thunderstorms on Sunday. Here's a look at the current situation. Our warm front is lifting northward. There's a disturbance that's been in western North Carolina sliding our way. That's going to bring us some scattered light rain. Most likely that's going to come closer to lunchtime, but it may be that we see that, in the next hour or two, it's likely to be scattered and light and then move on out around 2 or 3 o'clock. But then another wave comes through with a chance of some showers during the evening commute through dinner time. And at that point, there might be an isolated thunderstorm embedded in some of that. Let's jump ahead to Friday because Friday looks like a more impactful situation. We're going to start off with some sunshine on Friday morning. But after lunchtime, that front's going to send a boundary our way with the potential for some scattered storms. We'll pause it there at 2 o'clock. And from here, we're going to shift to our long range model, which doesn't have as much detail. This is our high resolution model. But at this point, it only goes out to around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we'll switch it. And you can see by 6 o'clock, we do have some rain, maybe some scattered thunderstorms on Friday. That'll continue till maybe around midnight or early in the morning. And then cloudy skies, but dry for much of Saturday. Notice by 5 o'clock, just a little bit of light rain begins to show up. On Sunday, here's 9 a.m. and we're looking awfully dry. This is one of the drier runs of the computer models. Notice how that rain does start to push up by 5 o'clock on Sunday. So during the afternoon, we'll see increasing chances for rain and becoming a little heavier, especially in our southern counties during the evening. Here's a look at our rain chances, 30% for today. Tomorrow's dry, 40% on Friday, 20% Saturday, 40%, maybe bumping that up, just kind of waiting to see a better consensus from the models, but definitely looks like a cooler, wetter day on Sunday. How much rainfall? Probably going to see somewhere between a half an inch and an inch total. And we're starting to see a bit of a deficit. This is a look at our amount below normal over the past 30 days. So in some places, we're anywhere from 70 to 80% of normal. And so we're running behind a little bit for the month of April right now, about an inch behind at RDU. Our temperatures stay mild. We'll be in the 80s all the way through Saturday for highs. And then after that, real change as we're seeing highs in the 60s Sunday and Monday and just 70 on Tuesday. Ken?
Elizabeth, at 8:16, we have a crash that just popped up in the Chapel Hill area. We've been monitoring it since it happened. More specifically, it happened right there on Highway 751 in the southbound lanes near Highway 54. As you can see from our sensors this morning, we're not picking up any major traffic delays in that particular area. I want to bring it back to the triangle now and show you this crash that popped up on Strickland Road in the eastbound lanes near Six Forks Road. Again, here you can see no major delays that's happening in that area, but of course we'll keep monitoring it to tell you about. This is the one we've been monitoring for the last hour here. This traffic accident that happened at 440 and Capitol Boulevard. It's causing a lot of delays all the way back to Poole Road, all the way back to New Bern. So you might want to make a note of that when you're heading out this morning. The other traffic accident we've been following happened on I-40 and Lake Wheeler Road. You can see that accident has cleared right now, but quite a bit of delay still. If we can take you out to that live camera, you can see I-40 and Lake Wheeler Road. These are the westbound lanes heading away from us. Again, that traffic accident has cleared, but a lot of delays happening on I-40 westbound this morning.
Ken, thanks. Today, we are 100 days out from the opening ceremony at the Summer Olympics in Paris. For the athletes, they're feeling a mix of excitement and the realization that they will soon live out their lifelong dreams. NBC's Jay Gray spent some time with them in New York and shares what it means for them to represent USA.
In just 100 days, La Ville Lumière, the City of Light, will become the City of Tights. Cleats, swimming, skateboarding, boxing, even breaking. Paris hosting the 2024 Summer Games, and Team USA is ready.
This is my time, and this is my time to shine.
Perhaps the brightest shine right now comes from the Olympic flame, a torch beginning its journey from Olympia to the Louvre, as America's athletes continue down their path toward Paris.
With 100 days left, every day is planned out already. It's about executing that plan, and sticking to that plan and executing on it is going to be the element of how much success we're going to have at the Olympics.
And while the focus is on bringing home the gold, silver, or bronze, the competitors are also looking forward to being, well, fans, too.
I already know I'm going to be, like, looking over at my fellow Olympians, like, I'm here, too. It's Nemo. LeBron, hey, what's that? So, I'm just excited. Like, I'm excited to see the other Olympians and... I'm an Olympian, too.
Olympian, a title that brings with it, so many say, overwhelming pride.
It's a moment to give gratitude.
Representing a nation that gives thanks for their hard work, dedication, and unwavering competitive spirit. Jay Gray, NBC News, New York.
WRL is your home for all things Olympics. WRL's Liz McLaughlin is bringing you live coverage from Paris this July.
Court will be back in session tomorrow for former President Trump's hush money trial. So far, seven jurors have been seated. The jurors were picked after lawyers spent the day grilling them. There are reports that Donald Trump said something that a juror could hear after they were questioned. The judge admonished him for intimidating a juror. Opening statements are likely to begin on Monday. Donald Trump is accused of making payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels for an alleged affair before the 2016 presidential election. He has pleaded not guilty.
Severe weather tore through the Midwest. Take a look at this. Tornadoes were confirmed in southeast Iowa. Homes and businesses were damaged, trees uprooted, and power lines knocked down. The area received anywhere from a half inch to an inch of rain yesterday. So far, no injuries have been reported.
Today, we're expecting a new report about the deadly Maui wildfires. Hawaii's attorney general is scheduled to issue the first phase of the findings today. The state AG's office conducted the report along with the first Safety Research Institute. And this all comes after Maui fire officials released an after-action report yesterday. That report outlined the difficulties and conditions firefighters faced when battling last August wildfires in Lahaina. That fire took the lives of 101 people. No official cause of the fire was revealed.
The death of former Fayetteville Fire Department's battalion chief John Bowen has been ruled as a line of duty death. Bowen died in April of 2022 after battling cancer. The North Carolina Industrial Commission says the significant exposures during his career is directly linked to his diagnosis. Bowen started his career in 2008 and responded to more than 4,900 emergencies. The last line of duty death with the department was March 2000. The department has bought more personal protective equipment and taken more safety measures to help prevent cancer cases in firefighters. Some parents in Wake County are scrambling to find new childcare. Rhymes and Reasons in Roseville is closing next month. Parents say they got a letter from the owner last week saying her retirement, COVID, and staffing challenges are forcing her to do this. Now, many parents have just a few weeks to find new childcare.
There's daycares that I've called that have said we don't even have a wait list because our wait list is over 50 people long. And so it's a little bit of a struggle now to try and find a place that, one, has an opening, but two, is also affordable.
North Carolina is considered what's called a child care desert. That's because on average, more than five families with babies and toddlers are competing for every available licensed daycare spot. The center will close on May 3rd.
Today, new strategies to improve your public safety will be the topic of an event at RTP. RTI International is hosting a two-day symposium for experts in the fields of law enforcement, public health, homeland security, and more. They'll be talking about topics including gun violence, drug overdose deaths, and targeted acts of violence. They'll consider how to best enact new research-based strategies to improve safety.
Join the Tar Heel Traveler tonight for some good eats across the state. It's a restaurant special he calls Yum. From breakfast to burgers, seafood to tacos, Scott Mason digs into it all. Watch the Tar Heel Traveler special tonight at 7:30 on WREL.
Time now, 8:23. Coming up, a Boeing engineer is set to testify on Capitol Hill today about why he believes the 787 Dreamliner is unsafe. He details how a plane could fall apart in the air if big pieces fail.
Plus, some changes could soon be coming to colleges and universities across North Carolina. How a change in the USC system's diversity and inclusion policy could impact many people's jobs.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are dry for now, cloudy, but we could see some rain later on. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking that storm system right there.
Look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Definitely seeing some showers across parts of the triad, and very, very slowly that is creeping toward our viewing area, but a lot of it's evaporating before it reaches us. So another 2 hours or so, we'll start to see some of these showers moving into our area. It is going to be light and patchy and be with us on and off through lunchtime with another round during the evening commute. It's 64 in Durham and Raleigh, 61 in Fayetteville. We do have a lot of cloud cover out there right now. We'll have rain in two parts. Again, one of those closer to lunchtime and another during the evening. This evening, we have a small chance of storms. Our high temperature today will be in the low 80s, Ken.
We're checking a couple of crashes that we've been monitoring for the last little bit here. This one happened on Strickland Road in the eastbound lane near Six Forks Road. As you can see, it's not causing any major delays in that particular area, but if you run into any delays, it could just be people just slowing down just to see exactly what's going on. You can see a lot of backup happening on 540. The other traffic crash that's causing a lot of problems this morning is on 440 on Capitol Boulevard, the westbound lanes. That backup goes all the way back to New Bern and Pool Road. We'll keep monitoring it for you.
Thank you, Ken. This afternoon, UNC Systems Board of Governors is considering changing or removing policies on diversity and inclusion. Earlier this month, a UNC trustee said he expected the system would scrap some DEI policies. If leaders pass the new policy, several DEI-related positions could be eliminated. Next on Fox 50, the search this morning for a driver who hit and killed someone in Johnston County. And coming up next on today, kicking off 100 days until the Paris Olympics with athletes live in Studio 1A.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WREL News, coverage you can count on.
New this morning, we have a level one risk for severe storms for Friday, but we'll also see some scattered showers today. I'll walk you through the timeline for both.
And 17 colleges, college campuses in North Carolina could soon see changes related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. What a change in UNC's DEI policy would mean for many people's jobs at those universities.
And a Boeing engineer is citing safety concerns for some of the company's planes. What we're expecting out of testimony on Capitol Hill today and the major problems he says could happen if those changes aren't made. A lot to tell you about as you stick with us here in this 8 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. We just checked in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner a little while ago. This system is headed our way. It looks daunting, but she said most of it's going to evaporate before it gets here, right?
So this does look, you know, pretty impressive here on this version of the radar. But the leading edge of this isn't really getting that close to us. It's evaporating before it gets here. As a matter of fact, we'll take another look. I want to show you the big picture first. So here's that band of showers. It's starting to move closer to Greensboro and Asheboro, but it still has a little ways to get here, especially because that leading edge is starting to evaporate a little bit as it moves in. But certainly sometime between 10 and 11 o'clock, we'll start to see that rain moving into our western counties. It's likely to be with us around lunchtime. lunchtime, maybe even as late as 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It moves on out. Now, it is going to be scattered and pretty light in nature, but we'll have a second round that comes in during the evening. You can see some of that trying to move in at 5 o'clock and should be out of here around 9. Looking at some of the other computer models, they want to push the timeline of that a little bit later, but the bottom line is we'll likely see a few showers during the evening at some point, and there might be an isolated storm or two with them. We have a lot of cloud cover that we're dealing with this morning. Pretty gray here over Durham. Mid-60s right now with a dew point at 56, so that still feels nice and comfortable. We'll have a round of rain late morning into the lunchtime, and then this evening, another round of some showers and an isolated thunderstorm. Heading out the door this morning, mid-50s to mid-60s is what you'll run into, and even though we'll have clouds and some showers today, we'll still see a warm high of 82. Again, we do have that level one risk for severe storms for Friday. I'll show you the timeline for that in just a few minutes, Ken.
Elizabeth, at 8:32, we've been looking at a couple of crashes that's been happening around the Triangle area. One that's causing somewhat of a delay around the 540 area. This one happened at Strickland Road in the eastbound lane near Six Forks Road. Right in this particular area, we're not seeing any major delays, but if you run into any slowdown, it's probably people just stopping to look to see exactly what was going on. And you can see all those delays there on 540 as well. The other traffic act crash we're following this morning, this one happened on 440 in the westbound lane on Capitol Boulevard. That's causing some major delays going back to New Bern and Poole Road, so you might want to make a note of that as you're getting ready to head out this morning. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're seeing the usual congestion on the morning commute that we see, particularly in the Durham area. I want to take you live now to that camera on 885 and Cheek Road. This is the morning commute that's happening there. Of course, if you're listening, you can go out and listen to us at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 in Durham.
People who live in one neighborhood in Rocky Mount say gunshots rang out near their homes overnight, and now police are trying to get to the bottom of it. Officers were on South Tillery Street for hours. They cleared the scene just before 3 o'clock this morning, and Nick Perlin was there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Rocky Mount police are now clearing a scene and removing crime scene tape after being at the 600 block of South Tillery Street early this morning. When I arrived here at around 2 this morning, this part of South Tillery Street and Alton Street were blocked off by Rocky Mount Police. Rocky Mount Police focused the majority of their investigation around this brick home you're seeing on your screen right now, interviewing people, trying to get more information about what happened. You can also see evidence markers here in the middle of South Tillery Street. We counted up to 8. Residents who live in the area tell WRAL they heard shots fired, but we were unable to confirm that with police on scene. We're still trying to learn more about what exactly happened here early this morning. Once we have that information, we'll be sure to update you. In Rocky Mount, Nick Perlin, WRL News.
Today, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public universities in North Carolina could be changed or repealed altogether. UNC's Board of Governors is meeting today and will consider repealing those policies. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains. Other states have already moved to ban DEI policies from public universities.
NC State's office where they handle diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts is here in Winslow Hall. And what happens in this building could change if the board decides to get rid of DEI policies. Their decision could impact 17 college campuses across the state. One of the most notable, UNC. Earlier this month, a UNC trustee said he expected the university system would scrap some DEI policies. Not only are DEI goals and initiatives at stake right now, several job positions are on the line. If leaders pass the policy, several DEI-related positions could be removed. The new rules will require for those job descriptions to be changed or eliminated by September 1st. North Carolina is not the only state where DEI policies and positions are subject to change. Just a month ago, the University of Florida got rid of its chief diversity officer position. That was in response to changes in their state law. Today's meeting is scheduled for this afternoon at 3:45. We'll be sure to stay on top of this and keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
The search is on this morning for a driver who hit and killed a person in Johnston County. The crash happened on Old Stage Road near Anger just before 10 last night. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Highway Patrol says the driver who hit the person took off. We're working to find out that driver's name.
This morning, a flower shop in Dunn is badly damaged after a fire. Crews responded to Flowers by Riverside on South Clinton Avenue just before 9 o'clock last night. A Dunn police officer who was passing by saw the fire and called it in. Firefighters were able to get the fire under control within a few minutes, and they kept it from spreading to nearby buildings. Nobody was hurt.
Boeing's Speak Up worker tip line saw a 500% surge in submissions in the first quarter of the year compared to last year. It comes as a Boeing engineer testifies today on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now. He claims the 787 Dreamliner has a production flaw that could cause the plane to break apart in the air. Ahead of that testimony, Sam Salapour talked exclusively with NBC News. He plans to tell lawmakers today that he thinks the gaps between big pieces of the Dreamliner's fuselage are too big. He says even though those pieces are fastened together, stress caused by thousands of flights could cause them to fail.
What would happen if you had a fatigue failure in a 787 at altitude?
The plane will fall apart at the joints where we're talking about. Once you fall apart, you're going to descend all the way to the ground.
You think the plane could literally break apart in air?
Absolutely.
In a statement to NBC News, Boeing says it is fully confident in the 787 Dreamliner because of the comprehensive work done to ensure the quality and long-term safety of the aircraft. Boeing also says these claims about the structural integrity of the 787 are inaccurate. Salapour admits he doesn't have access to all of Boeing's test data.
Sampson County have not said if they have made any arrests after a shooting that killed one man and hurt three others. Staff at Sampson Regional Medical Center reported four gunshot victims who arrived by private vehicles just after 1:30 yesterday. One of them later died at the hospital. The sheriff's office tracked the shootings back to Boykin Road. Authorities towed two cars from the hospital, including one that was riddled with bullet holes. The hospital was briefly put under lockdown because of the nature of that shooting. And federal investigators say a small plane's engine lost power before landing in a Rocky Mount neighborhood. That's according to a preliminary report from the NTSB. The single-engine Cessna hit utility lines before it touched down on Raleigh Boulevard on Sunday. Surveillance footage from a nearby gas station shows the plane was just a few feet off the ground, narrowly missing a car driving in the opposite direction. Incredibly, nobody was hurt.
Raleigh voters will elect a new mayor in November. Mayor Marianne Baldwin is not running for a third term. She made the announcement in this 8.5-minute video. In it, Baldwin explains the reason for stepping down, including a diagnosis with stage 1 breast cancer last year. She also says her husband recently had major surgery and suffered some complications. Baldwin says her heart and her head were in conflict with her heart feeling that she should run again.
But my head was telling me something different. It's telling me it's time to devote my energies to myself and my family and to find other ways to serve.
Baldwin served 10 years on the city council before being elected mayor for the first time in 2019. City Councilor Corey Branch, former state treasurer Janet Cowell, Professor Terrence Ruth, and businessman Paul Fitz are among the six candidates running for Raleigh mayor so far.
Coming up, severe weather ripped through the Midwest, leaving behind damage and debris. You'll see more video of the damage after a tornado touched down in Kansas and Missouri.
And a man stuck in a drain pipe all night is now free this morning. What we know about the rescue in Georgia that firefighters worked on for hours.
And we'll take you live out to Beaufort this morning. Coming up after the break, Elizabeth Gardner gives us the timeline for a chance for severe storms on Friday. Welcome back. Time now 8:43 on your Wednesday. You are looking live over the DBAP. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Lots of clouds out there this morning, and we do see some rain on the radar, Elizabeth, just off to our west, but we're not going to see too much of that here.
It's mainly going to be fairly light. As this band moves eastward, it's going to interact with some drier air, and some of that's going to fizzle or evaporate, but we'll likely have another round that comes in later on this evening, so we're going to walk through that. Right now, we're looking at some showers from, say, Greensboro to Winston-Salem and then back down towards Charlotte. Probably another 2 hours or so before it moves in here. But sometime between 10 and 11 o'clock this morning, we'll start to see some light patchy rain that'll continue through early afternoon. And then another round later on this evening where we can actually have maybe an isolated thunderstorm or two. This is new this morning. We have a level one risk for severe storms for Friday. Damaging winds would be our biggest threat. Let's walk you through Friday because we have the brand new run of the computer model. It goes all the way out into Friday evening. seeing now. These short-range models, you know, don't go out more than about 48 hours or so. So we take a look at lunchtime on Friday, and we start to see a few isolated showers popping up just after lunchtime, especially from Raleigh eastward. We'll continue to roll this forward, and it may be that we have a few more showers and storms that develop later on in the evening, maybe between 6 and 8 p.m. And at any point, some of these could produce some severe storms. It doesn't look like we're going to have a big, massive, solid line coming through, but just some pop-up storms that could produce some wind damage. We take a live look at Durham right now, and we're mostly cloudy. We're seeing this across much of the region right now, mid-60s in the triangle. We climb up to around 75 this afternoon, or at lunchtime, and then into the low 80s this afternoon. 82 Raleigh, 81 Durham, 84 in Fayetteville. There may be a few breaks in the clouds. Highs stay in the 80s through Saturday, but our normal high is 73. We're going to swing the pendulum in the other direction and turn much cooler for Sunday. We go from 81 to 68 because of a front that'll move to our south. That's going to open the door to some cooler air. The warm air is signified by the yellow and orange temperatures or colors, and then, of course, the cooler air with the blue colors, and that is what moves in and sets us up for not just some cooler afternoons, but some chilly mornings, too. Sunday night into Monday morning, our overnight lows will be in the low to mid-40s in some places, and then upper 40s from Monday night into Tuesday morning, so we'll have to find the jackets again. Our best chances for rain look like this, right around lunchtime into the early part of the afternoon, and then this evening. Thursday is dry and hot with a high of 87, and then Friday in the afternoon, we'll see some scattered storms. Saturday, we'll have a small chance late in the day, and then Sunday in the afternoon, it looks wet and cooler with that high of 68.
Day is less than a week away, and there are some local events happening this weekend to help you and your family celebrate. Let's hope the rain holds off on Friday. WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with a roundup. And Kathy, let's start off with that big celebration at Dix Park.
We're hoping the rain will hold up. Okay, the Raleigh Earth Day celebration is happening Friday from 5 to 10 p.m. at Dix Park. It's going to feature garden demonstrations, Native American earth dances, and a paper hand puppet parade and drum circle. There's going to be a kid lab trailer with coral reef education and crafts and giant hula hoops, giant Jenga. It's going to wrap up with a free family-friendly movie screening on the lawn at 8 p.m. It's definitely a great family pick for the weekend.
Yeah, looks like it. And then on Saturday, no weather issues there. Marble's Kids Museum is also celebrating Earth Day.
And this is always a great place to go on the weekend anyway, but Marble's Kids Museum is going to be celebrating Earth Day on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. with their Sustainability Day from 1 to 4 p.m. There's going to be fun and playful activities that explore sustainability resources and careers in the community. It's all included with your museum admission.
And how about Durham? How are they celebrating Earth Day?
On Sunday, it's every day of the weekend. You got something. On Sunday, Durham Central Park is going to host a special Earth Day festival featuring food and music, local vendors, educational resources, more fun, noon to 5 p.m., and admission is free.
Oh, there are so many fun events coming up. And for more ways to celebrate Earth Day with your family, go to WREL.com and search keyword family. Thanks, Kathy. Today marks 100 days until the start of the Summer Olympic Games in Paris. Olympic venues in Paris and elsewhere in France are getting ready to welcome the world's biggest sporting event this summer. The Games will bring together more than 10,000 athletes from more than 200 countries. NBC and Peacock will air unprecedented Olympic coverage. That will include daytime live broadcasts of swimming, gymnastics, and track and field finals. And two people are hurt after a tornado flipped over an RV in Kansas. The National Weather Service says the tornado touched down early Tuesday morning. At least a dozen other buildings, mostly barns, were also damaged. Several homes have minor damage, and the people who were hurt are okay.
People in Missouri are also cleaning up. The National Weather Service says an EF1 tornado touched down north of Kansas City. A mobile home was flipped over. No injuries reported there.
Jeff Hogan of the WRL Live Center got some brand new information this morning coming out of a meeting in Iran, and it is becoming more and more clear that the Israeli military plans to attack at some point here, promising to respond to Iran's weekend barrage of missiles and drones at them. UK top diplomat David Cameron is in Israel, and he said it is clear the Israelis are making a decision to act. Iran's president, meantime, has warned the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response in return. They fired 110 ballistic missiles directly to Israel, and Israeli Defense Force spokesperson said by doing that, they will not get off scot-free. We will respond on our time.
Thanks. More affordable housing may soon be built in Wake County. Leaders approved $11 million to build seven low-income housing developments. That will create 460 units for seniors and families in Cary, Garner, Raleigh, Wake Forest, and Zebulon. The Raleigh City Council is considering three locations within city limits. Our teacher of the week never thought he'd be teaching middle school in an all-girls school. WRL's Brian Trader introduces us to an educator who is helping his students connect with their lessons.
Mr. Bess? Hey, you're WRL's teacher of the week. Congratulations.
We surprised Grant Bess in his history class at Wake Young Women's Leadership Academy in Raleigh. Some of his students wrote to me nominating him for teacher of the week. They say Bess makes learning fun.
I love that I have students that are being impacted, that I am doing well, especially as a third-year teacher.
All right, are we split into the two groups?
Bess moved from Utah so his wife could work on her doctorate at Duke University. He says one thing has surprised him about North Carolina, teacher pay. He says despite teaching in Wake County, he and his wife can't afford to live here.
If my spouse chose not to work, it would be probably a no-go. I'd probably be switching careers.
Bess says higher teacher salaries would improve outcomes for students.
I think we'd be attracting the best talent if we actually made it a better option for people.
In Raleigh with our Teacher of the Week, I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
If you'd like to nominate a teacher, go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
School board members in Wake County are considering the district's growing budget ahead of a vote next month. Superintendent Robert Taylor's proposed $2.2 billion spending plan includes $58 million more from the county than last year. The big sticking points were teacher and bus driver pay.
A Georgia man is feeling a lot of relief after firefighters worked for more than 9 hours to get him out of a storm drain. It happened in Fort Oglethorpe near the border of Tennessee. The space is only about 2 feet wide. The 22-year-old man was conscious the whole time, speaking with crews. A woman called 911 after she heard someone screaming for help when she stopped at a stoplight. It's not clear right now how the man ended up in the drain.
A year's worth of rain caused major flash flooding in Dubai. Roads turned into rivers and water rushed into homes and businesses. Nearly 4 inches of rain fell in just 12 hours yesterday. That's around what Dubai measures in an entire year. That's according to United Nations data. Rain fell so fast that people were forced to abandon their cars. Dubai International Airport, which is the second busiest in the world, stopped operations for a while as the tarmac was underwater.
Caitlin Clark's status as the number one overall pick in the WNBA is shining a light on a striking disparity between her salary and those in the NBA. Clark will earn a base salary of $76,500 in her first season, and over 4 years is expected to earn $338,000. In comparison, last year's top pick in the NBA draft on the men's side locked in a 4-year contract worth $55 million. According to an athlete contract tracker, Victor Wembanyama is being paid $12 million in his first season.
Two Jelly Rolls are in a legal battle, the country music star and a Pennsylvania band with the same name. The Jelly Roll band filed a lawsuit claiming they own the trademark to the name. The band says they've been going by Jelly Roll since 1980, 4 years before the singer was born. The suit alleges that the singer's name has caused confusion for the band's events, and they say it has caused, quote, irreparable harm to the band's image and business. The country singer says his mom called him Jelly Roll when he was a child.
And before we go to break, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic next.